Fairbanks residents account for most of Alaska's swine flu-related deaths. 7 of the 10 fatalities in which swine flu has been identified as a factor have been people from Fairbanks. State epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin says all the Fairbanks flu-related deaths have involved individuals in high-risk groups.
All of the Fairbanks residents who died were at increased risk for severe influenza infection. There was one child and there were 6 adults, and all 6 of the adults had underlying medical conditions.
McLaughlin says the number of H1N1 flu-related deaths is similar to what occur in Alaska due to seasonal flu on a yearly basis. But the state is concerned that so many of the fatal swine flu cases have hit Fairbanks residents. Dr. McLaughlin says officials aren't sure what's going on, but suspect it may have to do with flu testing and reporting practices.
The death reporting that is required is if a patient dies from laboratory-confirmed influenza infection. And there might be certain areas of the state, for example, possibly the interior Fairbanks region, where healthcare providers are more likely to test, and therefore the death rate could appear to be higher in the interior as compared to, you know, Anchorage, Mat-Su, just because there's a difference in the diagnostic testing procedures.
McLaughlin says the theory is backed up by one statistic.
One thing we know is that the rate of specimen submission by healthcare providers to the state virology laboratory is over 2 times higher in Fairbanks than any other region of Alaska, i.e. the interior providers tend to use the state virology lab more frequently than providers from other regions of the state. And that's likely because the virology lab is there in Fairbanks.
Flu-related hospitalizations are only slightly higher in Fairbanks than in Anchorage and well lower than in other areas of the state. The number of confirmed and reported cases of H1N1 flu has been on the decline statewide in recent weeks, but McLaughlin says severe cases are still occurring. The state is shutting down its Swine Flu Emergency Operations Center this week.